Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I love A-plus schools, and I'll tell you why, because they know what they're doing, and they give a damn about Pittsburgh, and James Fogarty has become a friend, and he kind of becomes a Nostradamus because last week, when the district refused to shut down schools they should have shut down, this concerned him, and I'll tell you why it did, because his report nails it. And says, look, because we have so many kids spread out over so many schools, we can't help all the kids we need to help. As a result, they suffer. And he's joining me this morning. So you kind of nailed it, and you've been preaching this for a while, have you not, sir?
Yeah, it's been something that we've been talking about for a long time in terms of trying to get kids resources under one roof. And, you know, when we talk about spending money in schools, what are we talking about? We're talking about teachers, paraprofessionals, special education professionals, English language development professionals, people, right? That's where all your money is being spent. So how do we get more of those people under one roof has been something that we've been talking about for a while.
Yeah, but they blew it off.
Here's what I'll say.
Come on, man.
Because you're worried, brother.
You nailed it, man. This report has nailed it. Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, we're worried too that getting it right is also important, right? Because if you have bringing school communities together is hard. Making sure everyone believes that we can, take care of the kids is hard. So they listen to the community. Hold on, my man.
They studied this crap for 2.5 years. Come on, man.
I know. No, trust me. I don't disagree with you on that. Yeah. I'm just saying, my hope is that we can get back to the table, and you've got new board members who will have an opinion on this. Let's let their opinions be heard. But to your point, and I think we're right. I mean, we've been talking about this for years. In over 12 years, almost 13 years since we've closed a school in Pittsburgh Public Schools. In that time, we've lost over 6,000 students. And so in order to be able to make the kind of investments in the facilities that we know we need for our schools to be future ready, and in order to make the kind of investments we know we need to make in our kids with programming that gets them world languages, algebra, realigning the district, all this is hard, right? That's why it took 2 years. It's hard to do. It's hard to do big transformational change. But my hope is, right, like I'm trying to move past, I'm trying to stay in the hoping place, Marty.
No,
but my hope is that they can quickly get back to the table using 99% of what's in this plan as the baseline, make some tweaks and move forward. Make some decisions this year that can help solve your budget problems, and then get this thing ready to go so that we can actually bring kids under one roof, more kids.
James Fogarty, one of my favorite people because he gives a damn. What's irritating to me, my man, and it's annoying to me, 17% of third grade students who are chronically absent in kindergarten and first grade could read at grade level. 17%!
That's so not on, Pittsburgh public school
hold on.
Data.
64%.
That's from a study.
Hold on. 64% with good attention, good attendance, could read. Duh. How the hell can't we get kids to show up for class? How is that?
I mean, I think there's lots of reasons. We're working closely actually right now with three kindergarten teachers at one school to dive deep into why kindergarten kids are missing. Part of it, this part of the story is I think we've told ourselves for years, like, it's just kindergarten. Well, there's so many foundational things that are happening in kindergarten that we need to make sure.
Yeah, kids you
get
lose
there.
Them.
The other story.
You lose them.
Yeah, the other story is just childcare, right? Like sometimes, you know, the difference between getting someone up to school when you have a little one to having mom who lives next door take care of the kid. And you're like, well, what are we going to do? Mom takes care of the kid because I've got to go off to work early, right? Those things are happening. So we're trying to figure out how we address those issues in support of kids and families. But yeah, then you do, right? Because when you don't go, you don't learn. And when you don't learn, you don't want to go. And so
let's be honest about this. We're not idiots. You and me have been talking about this for 20 years. I'm not kidding you, sir. 2.6 times students with economically disadvantaged students have chronic absence rate 2.6 times greater compared to schools with the lowest rates. So poor kids don't go to school. Wow. That's horrible. Right. That's so sad for
national
me, man.
National average is about 4 times higher.
Whoa.
Yeah. We were talking about this just a couple weeks ago, right? Like, yeah. So we're, you know, when I look at the national data, it's like 4 times higher in those high, you know, chronic, you know, economically disadvantaged schools. So, like, I think what we're trying to do is say, okay, there are barriers there. There are also aspects of school that keep kids from coming. You know, some of the schools, like state safety. We worked with one school where there was 57 fights last year. There's only been 2 so far this year.
Which school?
Really supporting that leadership.
Yeah.
So Pittsburgh Arlington up the Hilltop. So we can do a lot of things. I think part of what I know is frustrating for folks across the city and
across
this region.
For you too. You live this, brother.
I mean, my kids are in this district. Like, I have a fifth grader. Like, what was going to happen in sixth grade was a big question for us. You know, at the kitchen table, we're trying to figure out what the next step was. So my hope is we get.
So
that
hold
clear.
On. I know you. See? You're a very conscientious guy. You're a hell of a father. You know, you sat there with your family and said, "I don't know. Maybe we go private." Hasn't that crossed your mind, sir?
I mean, during the pandemic, it definitely crossed our mind. It definitely crossed our mind. I mean, and you know, because kids weren't in school and we were sitting as an advocate saying, hey, we can get our kids back to school safely. Look at the 40 other districts in this county that have gone back either hybrid or fully in person in a safe way. Let's figure out how to do that, right? So, yeah, it was a challenge. It was
my man, 21 schools of fewer than 250 students. That is insane.
Yes.
That's untenable, brother, is it not? That will not work, will it, sir?
I mean, it just means, like, if you have one teacher go out, you think about the number of buildings. Like, say you have one teacher go out in each one of those buildings.
Wow.
Like, there's a flu. How do I cover that with substitutes?
Wow.
There's not a huge substitute pool.
Wow.
So teachers are covering for teachers, and that kind of impacts morale. If you had more teachers under one roof, and that coverage happens, one, it's easier to find a substitute. And two, you might be able to do coverage or co-teaching in those days so that it's not as much of a weight on a teacher. And that's what we're hearing, right? We're hearing from teachers, look, this isn't sustainable for me. When one of my peers goes out and they, you know, you get sick, you got to go out. You don't want to get kids sick. You can't do the job. But if we can't cover, which is we're having a hard time doing, it becomes that much more difficult.
James Fogarty with A-plus schools. My man, this is making me angry here. 23% of eighth graders took Algebra 1, which is sad in its own right. 10 schools with grades 6 to 8 do not offer Algebra 1. Sir, that should be illegal. I wouldn't send my kid to that school, would you?
I mean, that's why we're supportive of...
Hold on, would you send your kid to that school?
No, I want them
no
to
way.
Have access to algebra.
No way.
100%.
Jesus.
And you know what you see in those schools? You see lower enrollments, right? Lots of parents are saying, I can't have my kid go to a school where there's not going to be access to algebra by eighth grade, right? And so I think one of the smart things that this plan does is say, look, we need bigger middle schools where every kid who would be able. We estimate about 100 kids who would be ready to take algebra that are in those 10 schools likely just couldn't take it because it wasn't offered. Right? Right?
My brother.
What makes, and that makes no sense.
It doesn't.
So, you know, we tried this solution. This was a solution that 20 years ago we put in place, these K to 8s and 6 to 12s in the hopes that those middle grade years would provide continuity. We know it's not working. And so I think the plan was really smart and says, look, let's get big middle schools where we can actually focus and bring together teachers who care about the middle school years. Cause you know, and I know, you've had middle schoolers. I have a middle schooler. That's a challenging time. And so making sure that we have teachers that are trained and supported.
My man, in really some way, at some point in life in America, we're going to have to hold parents accountable. If they weren't offering, I'm just being honest, if they weren't offering Algebra 1 in Mount Lebanon, those big-brained rich people would burn the damn school down, sir. You know what I'm saying?
Well, look, I'm not gonna speak to Mount Lebanon families or what they would do.
I'm just telling
you. But what I will say is this. I think there is a lot of frustration in the city and in the system that we're not able to offer kids.
Yeah, you're right.
Especially kids that have higher needs.
Yes.
The same opportunities as kids that have less within the same system.
No, you're right.
And that is at the heart of why we needed to change what we're doing in terms of buildings.
And they didn't listen.
Yeah.
My man. Yeah. I love you, man.
Or they did listen, right? Because they had a lot of people come out and say,
come on, two and a half years they had, brother. Come on.
I know.
James Fogarty, the report is enlightening, sir. And you're an honest man who gives a damn. Hard to find. Thank you, sir.
No, appreciate it. Thanks for taking a look at the report. And I appreciate the time to speak with
you. He's amazing.
And the audience. Take care, Mark.
Patrick, clip on here real quick. Your son, if he goes to a school, and my man pays attention to his son. If you're looking and you're like, what? No Algebra 1? What the hell do you do?
Yep.
Snap.
First, well, it happened. So first thing I did was I called his guidance counselor.
Wow.
And they fixed it.
Wow.
But that's not happening.
So we have all these kids that can't take a class. That's just ignorant, man. That's just so ignorant. Wow.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I would snap. Half of it is mom and dad don't show up for the damn meeting, so they don't know that their kid has no access to Algebra 1. But it's ignorant, man. And it's irresponsible. And there's no way in hell kids should be going to schools that don't offer Algebra 1 when others do. It's just ignorant. And that's just the tip of the crap. It's ignorant. Joseph, go ahead, man. Thanks for your patience.
Well, one of the reasons these kids today, they don't want to learn algebra. They want to learn arithmetic. These kids weren't paid. All right? Now, we closed Conley and all that trade schools.
My father went there. That's 50 years ago, yeah.
Yeah, I went to South High, and nice. We beat Central in 1962.
Nice.
12-10.
Nice. All right? I love that.
Moses the White in the end zone, and we got you guys. And then days that was like...
Once in a while, blind squirrel gets a nut, my man. So, is it fair? Hold on. Is it fair to offer this to some kids and not others, sir?
Well, I try a tutor program because there's kids that need tutors.
Oh, the whole thing's in deep trouble. It's a hot mess. The majority of the teachers in the Pittsburgh public schools send their kids to schools outside of that district. The majority. The former union president sent all of her kids to schools outside the district. The mayor of Pittsburgh, Ed Gainey, sends his kids to schools outside the district. Anyone think that's a message? They had 2.5 years to study closing 10 schools, and they tabled it. It's gross. It's irresponsible as hell. And James Fogarty, the report nails it, man. But they don't pay attention to them. You read this, you want to cry. You read this, you just want to snatch your kid the hell out of there and put him in a small Catholic school. Take a side job. I have no hope for it. And I tell James this, 40 years ago when I went to school, the same lousy Pittsburgh schools are still lousy today. Had 4 decades to fix the problem. Just saying. This just in. In addition to the breaking news we offered you about the security threat, county police are investigating a potential security threat at the airport right now. Here's what I was told. A girl found a scribbled piece of paper that mentioned bomb at 11:55. They're going through the entire process right now. I was also told there's been a Boeing 737 sitting on a runway for well over an hour after arriving from Newark. They sometimes carry passengers, but generally carry cargo. Okay? But there was a note found on the airside from the media folks at the airport. Jim Matalinsky, by the way, does a hell of a job and always responds. Always. Him and Bobby. Bobby Kerlick's amazing. Said this. Marty County Police are investigating a potential security threat at the airport. The airport authority is handling all formal media inquiries at this time. If something rises to the level, we need to put something further out from a law enforcement perspective. We will. I appreciate you doing that. But they are investigating a potential security threat at the airport right now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
As we reported at 11:55, a little girl found a note with someone scribbled something about a bomb on a plane. As we reported at noon, this jet's been sitting on the runway for nearly 2 hours. And they're looking at it. And the vast, vast majority of the time, the reports, the bomb threats end up being false. Okay. The other thing, Paulie's story just did in the Snow Angels. Good intentions, never. The city never follows through. Ever. They set up this program where they say, you volunteer and then you go and you shovel someone's sidewalk. It's never, ever worked. Why? Horrible management, horrible organization, very, very few volunteers, so you know. With all due respect to the city throwing that crap at us every year, it's a nice idea, but they screw it up, and they don't make it public. Shoot some videos. Come on the air. Have some seniors that need help. Meantime, man, I get my snowblower going. If someone needs it, I use it on their sidewalk. That would probably be the best way to do that in the city. Because they screw it up every year. So you know. The Tamara piece on trees. Relevant as hell. They're play this. Listen.
Chief Matt Brown described how fast a dry tree can turn a living room into an inferno.
We wanted to put some reality to it today using a candle with some presents around it, just some normal combustibles. And yes, it took a couple minutes, but in a couple minutes you had smoke. And that smoke, potentially, this whole situation could have been playing out at 12 o'clock at night with a family in bed. And if they didn't have working smoke detectors and didn't hear that to get out, again, they could have been incapacitated, and this could have been a fatal fire.
Brown adds that keeping your tree watered, inspecting lights for damage, and giving heaters at least 3 feet of space can dramatically reduce the fire risk. Tamira Rush, News Radio KDKA.
She points out a bunch of serious stuff in there. Most homes in inner cities, in a city, in the poorer communities, 75 to 80% do not have working smoke detectors. That, my friends, is insanely dangerous. And the city will give them to you for free if you call. So, insanely important. The huge issue, space eaters. Thousands and thousands of fires every year from space eaters and more than 100 deaths. Space eaters. The tree fires. We always have a natural tree. About 400 fires every year at this time, which isn't a lot, by the way. I'm not picking on the county for doing it. I think it's a wonderful idea. The story is so important because of so many issues attached to lighting, space heaters, fires, trees, all that crap that are dangerous. 32 million trees, 0.00093% ignited in home fires. My point is, I'm not trying to scare you into not getting a tree. But Tamara's point is spot on. There are fires, and there are tree fires, and watering is an issue, but massive problem, space heaters. Massive problem with space heaters plugged into extension cords. If it does not go directly into the wall, do not use it. Just telling you. Regarding the city, I wanted to read this stuff, which is, they've already blown through the budget at Public Works to fix overtime, to fix trucks and crap they have. Blown through it. So listen to this from Rachel Heisler, who's a badass, quite frankly, the county controller. City controller, I apologize. 1,339 vehicles in the city. 105 are decommissioned. They're used for parts, okay? The average age of all vehicles, 8 years, 2 months. The five departments with vehicles older than 10 years, the street DPW, 82 cars older than 8 years old. That's gross. Whoa. DPW, 82 cars more than 10 years old. Fire department, 60 cars more than 10 years old. So Public Works has the most. Police department, 50 cars. Environmental services, 42. Emergency management, 31. These are all numbers from Rachel Heisler, the city controller, who's a badass. Based on vehicles' recommended life cycles for age, we estimate that 49% of the units in the inventory have exceeded recommendations. Damn. If they're not changed out, that number jumps to 87% in 5 years. That's pleasant. The average mileage across the fleet, 49,000. 321 vehicles have 75,000 miles or more. Police have the most vehicles with more than 75,000 miles. 83 of them, which is ignorant. Because the more miles, the more wear and tear, the more risk for breakdown, the more risk for accident. Using five DPW, Department of Public Works, vehicles as test cases, we showed that maintenance costs tend to accelerate in the years after a vehicle has exceeded recommended life cycles, of course. Wow. In the five test cases, post-life cycle maintenance costs were 128% to 394% higher than costs within the life cycle. Wow. In other words, we're screwed. It's a mess. Non-contract costs made up 60% of total costs in a one-year period examined and 56.1% of the costs in a five-year period. Rachel Heisler. Our aging fleet is costing us money, jeopardizing public safety, and disrupting essential services on a daily basis. On this show, Rachel said it would cost $200 million to replace the fleet. Rachel says we need to spend $25 million a year just to keep up. And right now, we spend about a third that. Oops. We have a problem, folks. A big, big problem. Bum bum bum. Bum bum bum. We didn't get a tree yet, or put it up, or put the decorations out, which we should have done the day after Thanksgiving. My mother-in-law screwed it up by getting sick and making us take her to the hospital. We should have just left her at home. I'm kidding. We were in the hospital all day, so we couldn't get the tree. We were in the hospital the next day, so we couldn't get the tree and put up the lights. So here we are. It's now 4 degrees, and I'm thinking about how I get the lights out there in this kind of weather. And I'm thinking, I ain't doing it. I blame my mother-in-law. It's her fault she got the flu. And then she gave it to my kids. Mm-hmm. I took her to Presby, my mother-in-law, because I wanted her to be okay. She had the flu and a minor case of pneumonia, which turned out to be bronchitis. There were 600 people in her room helping her. Didn't matter. She hated it. She whined. The worst patient at a hospital I've ever seen in my life. Ever. And I've been in ERs when gunshot victims came in. She was worse. I had chemo and was throwing up in the emergency room. She was worse. And then she checked in until yesterday. Oh. It was one hell of a weekend. Thus, no tree and no lights. Am I angry? Nah, man, I'm glad she's okay. She's back in Florida and healthy and wealthy and wise. And if she wasn't okay, we got her the best attention in the world, the best doctors on earth, the best tests, and the best treatment. That's why she was out in 2 days. But she did screw up the entire thing. No tree. No lights. I told her to. Thank God she doesn't listen. And I think my wife is busy. So I'm cool until one of her friends calls her. Patrick is that guy in the neighborhood that puts all that Christmas crap up in November. Uh-huh. He's that guy. So that's even more annoying. You know that guy, Trevin? That one doofus who has all the Christmas crap up before Thanksgiving. That guy, Trevin.
Is he a doofus or is he in the spirit of the holidays?
Really? Really? Is that what that is?
I'll take either.
He has a hell of a display. We should put that up.
Oh, but if you're talking about a friend of ours, his display around Halloween was ridiculous.
Yeah, too much free time and too much money. That's all I'm saying.
He was thinking about the kids, Marty. No, he loves the kids. No,
this has nothing to do with the kids. He has one kid, and he wasn't even there most of the time. This is about him.
It was fun.
See?
And the kids, the bus stop out front, they do love it.
Please.
Can't wait to see Christmas over there.
Really? Do you have lights up, dog? Hell no.
No, not
Thank
yet.
Thank you. Tree up. We'll tree up.
It's coming.
That means hell no. Paulie, do you have a tree up and everything? See, Shelly is unbelievable. Is your house completely decorated?
Been decorated.
Yes, see. His wife is magnificent at that, right?
Five trees.
No.
Oh, yeah. Five.
Five.
All decorated to the nines.
Wow.
Every towel's a Christmas towel.
Patrick, do you sense a little animus?
Oh, no, not at all. None whatsoever.
I love Paul.
It's all good.
I love him.
Do the trees have different themes?
Paulie, do they have themes, the trees?
Oh, yeah. We have a blue and white Penn State tree in the basement.
Oh, nice.
There's my yard for you, Marty.
You have five trees.
Our tree doesn't have a coach, but we have the blue and white.
Oh. Five trees. Wow. We have no trees and no lights. To hell with it. It's now too cold for me to put anything in the yard. You can't. I might just go without. That ain't happen. Oh, there's Patrick's yard. Look at that. Look at that. Smoking hot. It's cool. That is really nice. Give out the address so some kind of, someone can buy there and egg it or something. Toilet paper it.
If you want to come by and look, kindly, Center Avenue in Aspinwall. Uh-huh. Can't miss it.
Yep. Listen for gunfire. All right, folks. Be careful out there. It's cold, and I have no tree and no lights. But my mother-in-law's gone, so there is a Christmas. You know what I'm saying?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.